Hi, this is Wolfman Jack, and you know we're bringing the boogie check back.
Summer lives and breathes right here on WLS Radio. We're going to part company and let's catch up what's happening in the world. I'll see you back with more music on the Art Roberts Show.
7:07 on the Rod Riley Sunday, London, Beatles.
When I'm old, decrepit, and just a relic, they'll look at my bones and say, that cat sure was psychedelic.
Now, back to the 1110 WBT Time Machine with your host, Boomer Von Cannon.
Man, can we just play that all night? Please. Whoa. You remember sitting up with a transistor radio? And that's what you were listening to at night? All over the East Coast, the Midwest, all over it, half of the U.S., if not more. WLS and WCFL, wow, what a great time. And the man so much responsible for all that you just heard is joining us right here on the 1110 WBT Time Machine as we say a big hello to John Rook. Hi, John.
Hi, Boomer. How you doing, bud?
Man, I hear that. I just wanted to play that all night.
It seemed to me like it was last Saturday I was doing that.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us tonight here on the Time Machine.
Well, that's a wonderful memory to think back. I still hear all the time from people who remember WLS.
Oh, man. That's just the legendary. They still have the reunion now and then, don't they?
Something yeah, they do. You know, the fewer people are showing up anymore. that's bound to happen, you know.
Oh, this is just great. What a signal! When you picked up WLS, you were going to hear some great stuff. And I know we just played a tribute to Sam Phillips, and you're very familiar with Sam and some of the history with Sun Records.
Oh, Sam was very creative and was the guy that really started rock and roll. I think the Sun Records in Memphis has to go down as being what they call the cradle of rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, if it were not Sun, we did not have Sun Records, I don't know where we'd be right now. What'd we be playing?
Well, back in those days, there was a great deal like it is today. There were three record companies: Columbia, RCA, and Decca. Uh-huh. And they thought everything should be either Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, et cetera, so forth. Sam went into the studio trying to make a living and stumbled upon a little bit of gospel put together with country, and it became rock and roll. And from that came really rock and roll, and the artists that most is identified with it, Elvis Presley.
And he had a way of tapping into the pulse. He knew what people wanted. We just needed the outlet, and here he goes.
Well, I'm not sure he even knew what people wanted. It just happened to be that it was new and different and something that hadn't been heard yet. And, you know, you had Mitch Miller running Columbia Records, who said he would never, ever have anything to do with anybody who sang that type of trash, I think he called it.
Follow the bouncing ball.
And he didn't last that much longer there, but rock came out of Memphis, and quite frankly, Sam Phillips deserves almost all the credit for doing it.
You know, a lot of folks, and you have many friends connected with Sam and Sun Records.
Well, you know, one of the I just talked to yesterday, in fact, to Shelby Singleton. Shelby was with Mercury Records in Chicago and was responsible for so many of the big names back then. Shelby really gave us Clyde McFadden, Brooke Benton, Jerry, Tom T. Hall, Charlie Rich, Roger Miller, etc. But he's the guy that bought Sam Phillips' Sun Records for $1 million and turned it in and found at least seven or eight times that worth in the vaults.
They were just sitting back in the vaults?
Well, a lot of the music, Sam wasn't aware of what, you know, he sold Elvis for $35,000 to RCA Victor.
Yes.
And Then the government came after him to pay capital gains taxes, and he fought with the government. But he did take that $35,000 and put out blue suede shoes for Carl Perkins, which made him enough money to battle the government. He spent about $40,000 in legal fees battling the government, and then he put a little bit of it in something called Holiday Inn. But Shelby is still around, a wonderful fella, and he tells a story of his wife Jeannie C. Riley recorded a hit called Harper Valley PTA, and Shelby made about $1 million off of that, and he went down to Memphis and offered $1 million to Sam to buy Sun, and Sam thought he'd died and gone to heaven at that point, and he sold the record company to Shelby Singleton, who turned right around and decided to go look in the vaults to see what was there, and found all kinds of unreleased material of those artists, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Charlie Rich, Elvis Presley.
Wow. And they were just back in there, packed away.
Well, they were, you know, on tape back in the back room. And and Sam was not, they didn't take a lot of care with keeping track of what he had. And probably figured, you know, it's over. Elvis is with Victor. And all the other artists had left and gone to other labels. So in his mind, Sun was done. And Shelby decided he'd like to own the label, and he owns it to this day.
What an amazing story. Yep. He just comes along after his wife's hit record and takes that money and boom.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Little did we know when we were playing Harper Valley PTA that we were going to be making the money that would buy Sun Records for Shelby Singleton.
Oh, man. I mean, the stories are incredible, John. And you have so many stories to share.
Well, you know, when you go through life... And you have the experience. We were so lucky during a period of time when rock first started, and really top 40 radio or radio back in those days was just starting, and it was a new experience. And how lucky we were to have been a part of it. I was back in those days running around with my dear friend in the teenage years. I grew up and was running with Eddie Cochran, who became one of the first in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he introduced me to the Everly Brothers, Fats Domino, Little Richard, Buddy Knox. It goes on and on and on, the people I met through him. And I still keep in touch with some of those people. And the folks in the record business, when you're in the broadcasting business back then, it was an exciting period. We broke a lot of records. Music was exciting. And it saved AM radio, and it also, between rock and roll, and transistor radios, it gave AM radio a 40-year swath of popularity.
You know, I still have my transistor. It doesn't work, of course, but I never got rid of it. I got four or five of them, by the way, in the drawers.
Well, I remember when the president of ABC, Leonard Goldenson, told me that that's what saved and made ABC. He was hoping to find enough money to compete with NBC and CBS. And he turned his AM stations into rock and roll stations, WABC, KQV in Pittsburgh, WLS Chicago, and those stations made enough money for ABC to buy the color camera equipment they needed to compete with the other two networks. Leonard said to me, without transistor radios, we wouldn't have made it, because the kids all moved to transistor radios, and they started listening to radio, and there came that audience that the advertisers wanted.
See, it's just incredible. The movement, it did move.
We were so fortunate to have been a part of it, and a very exciting part. And we still talk about it. And the folks that I have, a group of folks have joined me on the Hit Parade Hall of Fame and the nominating committee, and they're all from that era. We regularly talk of our experiences back then.
Hey, John, will you tell us, we have a couple of minutes left and for this segment, would you talk about your Hit Parade Hall of Fame and what's going on there? I would love for you, if you're at home, if you're near a computer, you need to log on to this. It's an incredible website. Would you tell us some more about it, John?
Well, Pat Boone called me about 2 years ago, and we were talking, and Pat just turned 70, and he said, I said, well, what have you got left to do? And he said, not much. I said, what are you missing? He said, well, I'm not missing anything. He said, I am a little disappointed that I have not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I said, you haven't been?
Wow.
And he said, no. And And so I went looking, and I found out not only was he not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Connie Francis, Bobby Rydell, so many of them. Connie Francis leaped out at me. Chubby Checker, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so we got to thinking about it, and I had trademarked the term Hit Parade Hall of Fame when I was programming radio back in those days, including at WLS. And so I resurrected the name and decided it's time to give tribute to those recording artists that, frankly, without them, I would have had no career in radio. They gave me the product, which got the audience, which helped give me a paycheck. And then there's a whole bunch of artists that have no tribute of any kind. They don't fit either the Country Music Hall of Fame or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm talking about Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and so many of the Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, Teresa Brewer, all those artists. And I decided we should resurrect it. So we came up with the HitParadeHallOfFame.org. And for the very first year, we nominated 110 artists. Then they had to have at least two top 10 hits in the on the charts to gain entrance. And we found about 600 names that would fit the criteria. But out of that 110 artists, we received 63,000 votes in the first year, and we inducted about 28 of those stars at the Hit Parade Hall of Fame just recently in the last couple of weeks, and we unveiled another 60-some artists for the 2008 nominees. So we have well over 100 nominees. You can go to that website and vote, and when you get there, you will click on the name of any one of the artists you're interested in. It'll give you a picture of them, a bio, and their greatest hit song starts playing, and you can go right over and vote for them.
This is HitParadeHallOfFame.org.
That's it.
And guys, log on to this. It's an incredible website, and you'll notice the nominating committee as well. If you click onto that, what a list of who's who. Wow.
And every single person on their bummer that I called, I said, I've got an idea, and I started explaining it, and literally every one of them said, we want to do it. It's time. It's come.
Oh, this is an incredible website. Guys, go on to this. It's HitParadeHallOfFame.org. Check it out, and please vote, and let's let the word be heard. Come on. Let's do it now.
Well, happy birthday to Sam Phillips, by the way. He died at 80. When was it? In 2003.
Yes, sir.
And he deserves a great deal of recognition and tribute. And in time, we will be paying tribute to those people who did indeed make major contributions to recorded music other than as artists. And he obviously should be one of them.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely. John, I'm sorry, time has flown by. It has flown. I could put you on all night because you have so much information to share. Would you join us again sometime down the road here very soon?
I'd be glad to anytime, and you're on one of the legendary WBT. I've long, long, long appreciated that radio station.
Yeah, I have to pinch myself every time I walk in here.
That's it.
Yeah, this is it. John, Rick, thank you. By the way, I'm going to ask you real quick, where's home now?
I live on a little horse ranch just south of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I've been here about 23 years. I love it. I love living here. And given this day and age with electronic media and satellite dishes and everything, it's like being in any city you want to be. It's all available.
Oh, good people and great, great town and just a good place to live.
I find it a place I've decided to call home now.
Oh, beautiful. Well, man, you can always call us home on Saturday night. We'd love to have you back here, please, John.
Thank you so much. And keep the spirit alive for those great oldies.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much. That is HitParadeHallOfFame.org and John Rook. John Rook, thank you again.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, we'll be back under the salute to another great show that was on TV, and it made its big debut about this time, and we're going to have that coming up next when we continue with the 1110 WBT Time Machine.